Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Coming to you from Brooklyn at 6 a.m., I'd like to share something that I will do sometimes at the beginning of the day, if I have time, to start the day with a kind of a meditation on sound. This is as opposed to starting the day with email or social media or something like that, you know. This is to get in touch with the instrument, to just have this begin your day so that you have done something to establish your relationship to the instrument and to sound right away, you know, because sometimes you put it off and then the whole day goes by and then you're tired and you don't really get around to practicing. So this, I feel, gets me started right. It could be many different things, but usually it involves some kind of slow practice on a very limited thing. So I will do something like a guided practice, meaning I'll practice, but I'll narrate what I'm doing so that you can practice with me, because what I'm doing is going to be pretty simple, but it's just focused on trying to get a good sound out of the instrument and to focus your mind a little bit. Okay, so the first thing to do is to tune the guitar. Here's your A. Check the pitches. Guitar E, A, D, G, B, which together make the G major pentatonic scale, right? G major pentatonic scale, you could think of, you could get to it by stacking fifths up off of G, you know, starting on G, G, D, A, E, B, right? So the order of the fifths is very fundamental sound for the guitar, so it's a very good thing to get a grasp of, or at least feel like you're in touch with the natural resonance of the instrument. Okay, so let's do this with some kind of a drone. I'm going to make a layered drone. I like to, rather than having a static thing, I like to make a something with several layers that are different lengths of time so that they kind of spin around and make all different kinds of things. So I'll do just kind of a root and fifth sound. Let's do... Thank you. is the ascending and descending motion of the scale.
Thank you.
That's my foot. I'm gonna accent the other note. Yeah, which is A. picking strokes, up strokes or down strokes. They should be indistinguishable from one another. I'm going to start accelerating. Thank you. 25%, and the other note's very soft, like 25%. Quintuplets.
Three.
rolled up in some kind of way. If you have a mirror, sometimes I like to look in the mirror and just do a statue, meaning from the shoulders up, I look perfectly still. There's no indication that I'm playing an instrument.
To a beat.
it's time for me to go. I didn't start this quite early enough, but I have to go out for a crazy day in New York City, driving to two different rehearsals in different parts of town through traffic. So I'll have to get to the 5th and 6th region later, but you can figure those out on your own if you're interested in that. But this was pretty good. I got through 3 out of 5, and that's fine for me. 37 minutes of warm-up is pretty good. I'll do more of these if people are interested. I do all kinds of versions of this. But this, to me, is a great way to start the day. And you have to deal with a lot of stuff in the course of a day, and at least I've done my warm-up, and I feel like I've got my fundamentals in place for the day. All right. See you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.